is Vishnupriya. Sorry for the delay. It's been 6 months to post this episode because I have issues. So let's just start it. Today, this episode was episode 2 was about Mukesh Ambani. Mukesh Dhirubhai Ambani, a true champion and a legendary entrepreneur, is the face of modern Indian industrialists. The chairman and managing director of Reliance Industries, running Ambani Real Agency, is a role model for young entrepreneurs. Mukesh, the owner of the largest private sector, the Fortune 500 company in India, has successfully set up the path towards the development of modern India. The recent announcement of the biggest foreign investment by Japan's SoftBank in Reliance Jio and Saudi giant Aramco in Reliance Industries' refining and petrochemical business is a lesson to young entrepreneurs how to take advantage of the opportunities by taking some risk in life. His meticulous plan to leverage business by selling stakes shows his visionary leadership. Mukesh always believes investment in excellence is investment in future. Mukesh Reliance Industries business is spread across sectors such as refining, petrochemical oil, gas and retail. Along with the chemistry industry, he also owns the Mumbai Indian 2020 team, a cricket team under the Indian Premier League. Is one open man person and welcomes new people and innovative ideas. Apart from his company, Mukesh Ambani has also been a member of various committees, chairman and board of reputed companies at different times. He has also served as the chairman of the board of the Indian Institute of Management, Bengaluru, India's premier management institute. Mukesh Ambani, the face of sustainable Indian business for the last 4 decades, powerfully represents a strong image of the Indian business sector that is compulsive, advancing and progressive. He will always remain the top business mentor and the idol of every young entrepreneur in India. Right. Mukesh Ambani is 62 years old business tycoon, owning the property of about $50 billion, featured on the Forbes billionaire list as the 13th richest businessman, is among the world's top billionaires and the sole Indian among the top wealthiest person. Although he captured the attention of business franchise in the year 2000 when he received Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year, he was passionate about business and entrepreneurship since childhood. Even though he is Indian's wealthiest individual, he is known as humble-minded. His business styles and strategies give an impression of his walking in his father's Dhirubhai Hirachan Ambani's footsteps. While following his ideals and framing an example for his next generation, the son of rich noble family got the business management skills, revolutionary attitude, faith in teamwork and a helping attitude from his father, while discipline, determination and nationalist attitude from his mother Kokilibeen Ambani, to whom he was the closest among family members. Mukesh always got full support from his wife Nita Ambani, who is the soul of the family, stabilizing her multiple roles as a wife, mother, Barbie at home, to an educationist, humanitarian, to sports ambassador and several other. Until the 1970s, Mukesh Ambani's family lived in the 2-room house in Buleshwar, Mumbai, but later Dhirubhai bought a 14-floor building, Seven, in the Kolaba area of Mumbai, where Mukesh and other members of the Ambani family live for many years. Now Mukesh Ambani lives with his family. The world's most expensive 4 lakhs square foot building, Anjulia in South Mumbai. He graduated in chemical engineering from the Institute of Chemical Technology, Mumbai, started an MBA program from Stanford University in the US. In 1980, when the Indira Gandhi government started the PFY, which means polyester filament yarn, then Reliance also submitted its claim for the license and succeeded in getting licenses between Tata, Birla and 43 more veterans. Dhirubhai Ambani called Mukesh from his studies in between the MBA from the construction of PFA factory. He left his studies and came to India and started building the factory in the year 1981, helping his father run the family business. Under the charismatic leadership of Mukesh Ambani, Reliance established Reliance Infocom Limited, now Reliance Communication Limited, one of the largest telecom companies in India. Mukesh played a significant role in establishing the world's largest petroleum refinery at Jamnagar, Gujarat. The basic level. The capacity of this refinery was 660,000 barrels per day, 30 million tons per year in 2010. The refinery built with an investment of about like 1 crore has petrochemical power generation port and related infrastructure. Here I'm gonna give 10 best tips that you can be success in your life. Yeah. Mukesh is the eldest brother of Anil Ambani, the son of the late Dhirubhai Ambani, the founder of Reliance and the chairman of the Reliance Anil Dhirubhai Ambani Group. Mr. Ambani came into the world on April 19, 1957, in Aden, Yemen. He also has two sisters named Dipti Salgaonkar and Nina Kothari, and a younger brother Anil Ambani, an Indian business tycoon and chairman of Reliance Group. He always kept his friends and family around to bring positivity in life. Mukesh completed his education at Hell Grange High School in Pedder Road, Mumbai. Here, Mukesh's close friend Anand Jain was his classmate, and his younger brother Anil Ambani also studied in this school. From school days only, he was an ordinary individual who dreamt big and welcomed challenges and more. And he used to say that all of us in essence struggle continuously all the time because we never get what we want. The important thing which I would learn is how you do not give up because you never succeed in first attempt. And one more he used to say is, my mother, she's an anchorplast lady who taught me and my siblings wisdom, tolerance, generosity, patience and responsibility towards not only our family but the entire nation too. He's a true champion and for now. And a young entrepreneur in India who has passed to emulate his capabilities and establish a name for him in the competitive business world. There are many lessons which an entrepreneur can learn from Mukesh Ambani's life story. So that's why I gave some information about this and which you love it. Right? I hope you understand what I told, what you learned it. And some tips for success in your life. I'm giving you 8 tips. First point is focus on commitment, not motivation, and seek knowledge, not results. Make the journey fun. Get rid of stagnating thoughts. Use your imagination. Stop being nice to yourself. Get rid of distractions. Don't rely on others. If you follow these tips, you can be successful in your life. And it will take you to that next step, to what we have to do or not. And this episode, I hope you loved it. I will come with next episode. Thank you.